calling Doris and Jane with E-System Cell. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. It's also the husband trying to wish his wife a happy Valentine's Day. But as I indicated via email today, I actually pondered getting a card, but it seemed that, you know, when I send things, the one time was actually taken offense to, but so I didn't. But I did send you an email, which you may or may not have received. Because I'm in love with you, lady. I'm remarkably in love with you. In spite of the circumstances of what has happened, I remain head over heels in love with you. I find you only, think of you only with joy. There's no animosity within me. It was interesting. You know, I have a friend who I met years ago. You remember Daniel New, whose son was the guy who refused to don the UN uniform. And you know, he went all the way up to the Supreme Court. Daniel New remains a friend. I communicate with him, you know, even actually within the last 2 weeks. I have another gentleman that I'm acquainted with who is now... Just found out today he's potentially on his way to the Supreme Court too. You know, so it's people who are fighting against the tyranny of the state is people who tend to be apparently people I associate with. And it was interesting today because he just sent me an email about how sheriff's department or police department, whatever, in Nashville, Tennessee, shut down 23 vape shops earlier this week for selling CBD oil, which actually I have sitting right here. I use it a lot now because it's taken care of a lot of skin issues. I had some sores and whatnot, and they're gone. But you see, the state tries to protect us. And, you know, even though fortunately it's legal, the reason I can buy it at the local store is because it's quite legal. I buy it at a health food store. But what it reminded me of is... We want to push our ways as opposed to what is the truth, and especially what is the truth about marriage. Well, you know, like who defines marriage, and you know, what is the Lord's command about that, reconciliation and things of that nature. But it seems to be more important with some to just simply I want to impose. I don't want to reconcile. I want to impose. That's what the institutional church does. Their own doctrine, just like the state.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
Well.
If you're satisfied with...
Obviously the voicemail is going on a little longer. The analogy I see there is that people within the state want to impose themselves, even though their own laws they're violating. You know, the state shut down stores with no legal justification. They just felt this was wrong because the product contains hemp. Well, you know, I do mention to people, if you took away all my hemp, they would arrest me for indecent exposure because all my clothes now is 100% hemp. And the skin issues that you're quite aware of are gone. And it just... remarkable to me that in the same way the institutional church looks at its own laws, the laws defined by the Lord, and says, okay, we're going to interpret it the way we want to, and you know, say no to the ultimate authority. I have grown much closer to that ultimate authority, the Lord himself, and I thank him for it constantly. The issues that have transpired between us over the last, unfortunately, years. Initially, I went through a lot of big struggles. I blew it badly. But I bounced back quite well because of the grace of the Lord. And You know, the man I am today is not the man you married. And very, 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 very different. I'm very much someone who cherishes so much more than ever what it is to be called by the Lord. And I delight in that. And I want to share that with my wife and my kids. On Valentine's Day, and always. And I'm going to continue trying. Yeah, I'm sorry. Long message, but Dorothy Jane, I love you.